What research issues would you like to see studied right now in HER2-positive patients in terms of the next generation of studies?
Well, there are many, many important questions that we need to address. Clearly, the duration question to me is important. It's important for society, you know, given the high cost. But there, I think I want to wait a little bit. I want to see what HERA is going to show, as I explained to you before. So the duration is important. The tailoring of chemotherapy, if we can come up with better drugs which will decrease the cardiotoxicity risk, we could think of liposomal anthracyclines, for example. So that is important. To see if we can get rid of chemotherapy in a subset of patients completely would also be interesting. The question of whether or not it's better to give trastuzumab in combination with chemo, or if we can postpone it like we did in ERA and give it after. So the NCCTG and one of the American trials looked at that.
Do you think that the data they've shown so far really answers the question?
I don't think so. I think it was really a premature look. So I'm really waiting for, you know, the mature analysis of this. And then what is going to be important there is the magnitude of the benefit, because if there is a small benefit but a higher cardiotoxicity, then, you know, you will still have to balance one against the other. I think we also need to understand who does not benefit from trastuzumab. Probably one woman in two with this disease doesn't benefit. And we heard very provocative data from Soon Paik at this meeting, suggesting that when you have co-amplification of HER2 and MYC, you have a huge benefit from trastuzumab, and the curve suggested that the benefit was much more modest if this was not the case. So provocative data that need to be confirmed by other teams. What is also going to be interesting, of course, is to see whether we can build on trastuzumab with other anti-HER2 agents or possibly other targeted drugs. So there, obviously, Avastin is an interesting candidate. Lapatinib is another interesting candidate. So that's going to be very, very interesting.